Dr. Borealis.
Oh, good. You're there. I wanted to get you caught up on the progress I've been making.
Ah, excellent. Were you able to find the Montana settlement?
Oh, my, yes. Much easier than the Utah village. They didn't really spend a lot of time trying to hide their location, figuring the isolation of Montana would be enough. Much smaller, but I was able to collect DNA from just about all the residents. They then directed me to the exact location of at least two more settlements. Seems that they had set up an exchange where residents of several of the other settlements could visit each of the others. This came about after one became so inbred that not only were bad genetic combinations being revealed, but they made themselves so vulnerable to disease that an epidemic nearly wiped out one of them.
Oh, dear. That was not something I had considered, but I can easily see that happening. So, this then led to still more settlements?
Yes, I still have a list I have to visit, but I may come back to Huntington soon and simply fly to the others. That should save time. And I have another lead to follow up on.
I thought you already had plenty of leads.
This one is different. It seems that there is a population down in Indonesia that is also displaying the ability to interbreed.
I had no idea there were any color bears down there.
That's just it. As far as we know, there aren't. Apparently, there's a species of Sumatran tiger that is also able to do it. I'm trying to avoid the time and expense of going down there. I'm going to contact researchers down there to see if I can get DNA and relationship data from them. I mean, if true, this would be the most remarkable development in parallel DNA evolution yet discovered. The implications are enormous.
That does sound fascinating. Keep me posted.
I will, Dr. Borealis.
I'm home.
Oh, good. Please go talk to your son. He needs you.
Why? What happened?
Someone at preschool called him a half-breed and got a number of the other children to join in taunting him.
Oh, dear. Well, we knew we couldn't shield him forever. Perseus, can I talk to you? Perseus, your mother told me what happened at preschool. I'm sorry.
Baba, what's a half-breed?
Oh, that simply means your parents are different species, that's all. They thought that was something you should be ashamed of. They're wrong.
They are?
Of course. If they wanted to, they could make fun of anything. Whether you wear glasses, how many fingers you have, what color clothes you wear, what brand of peanut butter you eat. It's all an effort to make you feel ashamed so they feel better about themselves.
So I should be proud of having two different parents?
It isn't something to be ashamed or proud of. It just is what it is.
Papa, when I grow up, will I be as smart as you?
Oh, Perseus. I'm sure that whatever you and your sister become, I'll be proud of both of you, because you're my children through and through. When I was just a little cub, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Hey, sera, sera, whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Sera, sera, what will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see, que sera, sera, what will be. Now I have children of my own, they ask their father, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera,
Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Que sera, sera.